When I watch TV or listen to the radio in Japan, probably 80% of the time I'm tuned into NHK. Usually it's for news. Their decisions on what deserves reporting and their objective presentation of the facts is far preferable to the shameless, if it bleeds, it leads sensationalism that's so prevalent on the commercial networks. What's more, most of their documentaries are spectacular, and even their dramas usually feature scripts and acting that are a cut above those of other broadcasters. And they've been on the cutting edge of technology with their broad array of HDTV and interactive broadcasts, too. But some aspects of NHK are, unfortunately, very far from cutting edge. In fact, they can be downright primitive. NHK has been able to set their policies relatively freely because they don't have to sell commercial time and please sponsors to stay in business. Instead, they're authorized to collect a fee from anybody with a TV. Decades ago, when a TV was a relatively rare luxury item, this may have made sense. But as TV ownership is now virtually 100% of households, it's time to change the system. Why not just fund NHK out of the government's general budget? That will save NHK billions of yen by eliminating the need to annoy everyone with their door-to-door begging for fee payments, a system that's only marginally effective at best. Some have called for a plan where NHK scrambles their signal to prevent non-payers from watching. But I feel that's against the spirit of public broadcasting and the important role that NHK plays. After all, studies show that about 70% of the public turns to NHK when there's an earthquake. And while NHK's independence has helped them create the programming I love, it has also bred waste. One example, the kids' show Okasan to Isho. Many segments from that program are reused frequently. That's fine, since most children can watch the exact same show every day and never tire of it. But NHK records two versions of the program with different casts, one for standard broadcast and one for satellite. What possible sense is there in that? Another example is the needless use of live remote reports in news broadcasts. Frequently, you'll see a reporter talking in front of some building related to the news, even if nothing is happening or visible in the background. The same information could be read just as effectively by a studio announcer, without the added expense of a live relay. In these cases, being on the scene is adding no value to the story. Currently, both NHK and the government are exploring ways to change their funding system. Hopefully, NHK will have to justify their costs better under the plan they come up with, thereby helping eliminate waste and giving them more money to continue doing the things they do best.